It's the Longhorns and Red Raiders coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits' Randy Bushcar live from Ord right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Well, apologize for our technical difficulties. Still 1-0. Burtwell with the lead. They just missed a shot. Rebounded by Loup City's Austin Bochart. And it is a foul after Bochart came down with the rebound. And that'll be on Burtwell. 6:19 to go here in the first quarter. And again, we apologize for our technical problems. And our starting lineup was brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. Really not much of a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll have to give them a freebie here later. It's going to be Loup City basketball. They have in the offensive zone. Bocher will give it up right side off the screen. Here's Rasmus, and his three is no good. Off defensive rebound by William McClintock. And McClintock will set up the offense here for Burnwell. Again, 1-0 Burnwell. They're 22-2 on the season. Loup City comes in at 13-11. One of those 13 wins was against Burnwell just a few weeks ago. On the left side, here's Nelson on the baseline jumper. No good for Burwell. McClintock pulls down the rebound. He goes right back up with it, and there's a foul. Well, it's either going to be, I think it might be on Brady Lewandowski. Well, it's going to be on Austin Bochart. That is going to be his first. Lewandowski was right there with him as well. In any event, it's going to be McClintic to the free throw line to shoot two, and the free throw is no good. Well, the only point of the ball game so far has been a free throw by Alec Galvan. And now McClintic will go line for one more free throw. The free throw is up and good. So Loop City will inbound it. Rasmussen, long pass. It's going to go off the fingertips of Keaton Glenick on that far side. So Loop City is going to inbound it in front of the student section from Burwell. A very animated student section from Burwell. Rasmussen, top of the key, facing some man-to-man. He's going to pull up left side, 15-foot jumper good. Brady Rasmussen, first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied at two, Loop City and Burwell. Long pass up ahead here for the Longhorns. McClintic has it. He's shut off on the baseline by Lewandowski, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. Galvan will give it up left side here for Nelson. And away from the ball, we're going to have a foul. It was called on Loop City. A hold on Matt Jarzynka. That'll be his first foul. Well, Burwell, 22-2, but not full strength because Austin Sobota, one of their better ball players, a senior center, injured. He hurt his ACL a few games back, so he is lost for the rest of the season. Certainly wish him the best of luck in the future. Jeffries in the lane, has the ball stolen away by Jarzynka. Jarzynka forces the turnover. On the run here are the Red Raiders. On the baseline, kicking it out is Lambrecht. Then the three by Lewandowski. No good. Offensive rebound by Lambrecht. Shot not good for Riley. Another offensive rebound as Lewandowski fights for it, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. So Burwell holds here defensively, and Loop City is going to go full court pressure. They're going to pick it up about three-quarter court, actually. They drop back a little bit. Mimic gives it between the circles here for Nelson. Nelson's across the timeline. On the baseline with the drive here is Jeffries. Jeffries lost it, but they're going to say it was off the leg of Brady Lewandowski. Doesn't matter what the call. Half the fans here are booing everything, and the other half are cheering on every call. Both teams, both fan bases, very energized here in the early stages. Inbound it here for Klimek. Klimek will give it awesome. On the baseline here for Jeffries. Jeffries working in. Little ball fake against Lambrecht. Puts up the shot. Hangs on the rim. It is no good. And it's off his hands on the rebound and out of bounds. So Loop City's defense holds here. And Riley Lambrecht is going to toss it in. 4:15 to go here. Quarter number one. And we're at the D1-8 Boys Sub-District Finals. In Ord, Loop City and Burwell. Tied at two on the left side. Quick jumper here by Rasmussen. It's no good. Rebound ping-pongs around, and last touch by the Red Raiders and out of bounds. Cole Lambrecht coming back in here for Loop City. And Govan will inbound it here for Burwell. He gets it back. Again, they're going to pick him up about the time he gets to the free throw line. And over for Nelson. Nelson, bounce pass across the timeline for Jeffries. Jeffries, they leave him alone. And he'll take it out top of the key. Still has his dribble on that right side. He'll pick it up. Give it for Klimek. Cutting through the lane is Nelson. Nelson, awkward looking shot, but he banks it in. That was not what it looked like comfortable, but Nathan Nelson, good body control. Now in the lane, answering back here is Jacobowski. He'll kick it back out here for Rasmussen. Rasmussen gave it away, gets it back, drives, shoots off glass. No good. Offensive rebound by Lambrecht. Nope, it's taken away from him by McClintic. And here comes Burwell in the offensive zone, slowly working it up. And nice job there shutting him off by Spotanski. As there was some pretty good pressure put on that left side. Galvan will give it off, cutting through. Jeffries kicks in the corner. Here's McClintic for three, and he hits the three. Burwell, largest lead of the ball game. They lead by 5-7-2, inside of 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lambrecht will drive all the way in, find a little seam, lays it up and in for Riley Lambrecht. Just had a half of a step lead, cut through the lane, and laid it high off the glass. Across the timeline is going to be Nathan Nelson. And Nelson will set a little screen after passing it to Jeffries. Jeffries looking. We'll give it up on the right side for Galvan. Top of the circle, McClintic. McClintic jump stop in the lane, has his shot knocked loose. by Lambrecht and then picked up by Riley Lambrecht. Riley's on the drive. Riley lays it up and in. Drove right to the rack. Didn't take it off the glass. Faked that direction. Took it right in the middle. Laid it up and in. And we got 1 point ball game. 7-2, and we've got a reach. Whistle on Loop City. That'll be on Austin Dickabowski. Four as a team now against Loop City. None have been called against Burwell. And none are pressuring the ball and reaching for the ball like the Red Raiders are. Frymick in their lane. Double team. Little spin move. Off glass. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Cole Lambrecht. Cole's going to pass it up ahead here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski lost it off of his hands. He was trying to catch and look up court all at the same time. And that'll be a turnover on Loop City. Minute 55 to go, quarter number one, 7-6, Loop City, down by a bucket. And the Longhorns will inbound it, and again, a little 2-1-2, three-quarter court zone here for Loop City. Across the timeline with the pass, they get it to Jeffries. Jeffries looking over for Chapin, who checked in a little bit ago. Chapin's going to set a little bit of a screen. And now still on the dribble is Jeffries. Jeffries in the lane, lost the basketball. And it's stolen away. Lewandowski comes up with a steal. And he'll pass it up ahead here for Bocart. Bocart hands it off for Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking at a little man-to-man here. He has it top of the key. Kicks on the left side for Jacobowski. Jacobowski, minute 19 to go, hands it off for Bocart. Bocart drives to the baseline. Bounce pass to the elbow for Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht trying to throw it down the inside, they're going to say was shooting, and he was fouled. Cole Lambrecht went up. I wasn't sure if he was trying to pass or shoot. Well, he was fouled so much, I'm not sure the officials are sure either. So they're going to go with the shot, which is the right call. Got to give him the benefit of the doubt. The hold is whistled on Nathan Nelson. The free throw is up and no good. Score remains 7-6. Burwell has led throughout. They led by as many as five. And now Lambrecht will try to tie things up. His free throw is up, and we are deadlocked at 7. Minute 11 to go here, quarter number one. Nelson's going to give it off for Galvan. Galvan picked up there by Bocart. Galvan might use a screen. No, doesn't need it. Brings it across the timeline. Dribbles on that far side. He's picked up defensively by Cole Lambrecht. They'll get it off here for Christian. Christian on the baseline. They give it off here for Chapin. Pass in the lane for Nelson. Nelson takes it off glass. Good. Nathan Nelson got it in the lane. Really wasn't in great position, but used his body to create some space, and he banked it up. So Bocart has it here for Loop City. Red Raiders have never led. And they'll hand off here for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht kicks right side for Jacobowski. Jacobowski gets it back. Galvan is right in his grill. Passes it on the baseline for Lewandowski. Lewandowski drives, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Stepping through that passing lane, knocking it down was Jeffries. Lewandowski tried to get it back, and it went off of his hands and out of bounds. So nice defense there by Burwell. Forces the Loop City turnover. 22.7 to go. Burwell will inbound it. And they are slowly walking it up court, facing this Loop City press. Jacobowski tries to pressure Galvan as he's across the timeline. They get it on the baseline here for Chapin. 8 seconds left. Top of the circle, Galvan. He'll give it off right side for Jeffries. 3 seconds left. With it is Galvan, right side. Shot now by Nelson on the rim. The three-pointer would have counted had it gone, but it did not. So we'll head to the second quarter. Burwell leading Loop City 9-7. We're back right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
I I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, Burwell 22-2, Loup City 13-11, but again, one of those two losses that Burwell suffered was earlier, a couple weeks ago, actually. Loup City over Burwell 35-29, and again, Burwell without the services of Austin Svoboda. That's going to slow them down a little bit. A little weave play as Loup City has possession of the basketball to start. Coming through is Bokart. Bokart, nice pass through the lane, and a shot no good for Jarzynka, but Jarzynka will head to the line and shoot a couple. And that's going to be on Blake Jeffries. That'll be his first. So Jarzynka has the chance, if he hits both free throws, of tying it. And he hits the first of the two free throws. Takes his time at the line. Matt Jarzynka bends the knees, fires the free throw. Kind of a line drive, but it rattles it in. And we are tied at 9. Our third tie of the ball game. Klimek across the timeline, up ahead to McClintock. McClintock, jumper in transition. Might have been partially deflected, but Lewandowski comes up with a basketball here for Loup City. But here come the Red Raiders. They throw it in the corner. There's Bokart. Bokart, he'll bounce it out here for Lewandowski. Back out for Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the right wing here for Bokart. And Bokart near midcourt will look at this 2-3 zone and give it off here for Lewandowski. Lewandowski on the right wing. We'll give it off here for Rasmussen. Rasmussen going to dribble it out between the circles. And I think they may have switched back to a man-to-man. As on the baseline is Rasmussen. And Rasmussen closely guarded for 5 seconds. That'll be a turnover caused by that Burwell defense. So the horns in their home white uniforms. Says horns across the top here. They'll bring in the offensive zone. Nelson, bounce pass on the right side for Jeffries. Cutting through is going to be Klimek, and he is fouled. They got the ball into him, and he was held just as he was catching it. That'll be now 5 fouls against Loup City. That's going to be on Bokart. That'll be his second. So Nelson, the toss in underneath the Longhorn basket here. Off of the screen, they get it back to Nelson. Nelson now enters it in. Driving up is going to be Galvan. And Galvan draws the body contact. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And that's another foul here on Loup City. That'll be on Jarzynka. And for Matt Jarzynka, he has 2. So Bokart with 2. Jarzynka with 2. And we've got 6:46 to go here in the second quarter, as Alec Galvan will fire the free throws. And the first one's good. Cole Ambrecht back in here for Loup City. Paul Henry, head coach of the Red Raiders. Garrett Mann, coach for Burwell. These two teams know each other pretty well. Second free throw by Galvan is good. And Austin Jacobowski going to check in here for Loup City. 11-2, Loup City down by a bucket. But they've got the basketball here in the D-1-8 sub-district final. Right wing, Jacobowski has it. A little bit of a screen. Pick and roll. They get it off on the baseline for Lewandowski. Lewandowski too far underneath the basket. He'll kick it out for Jacobowski. He's going to fire the three. Rebounded by Lewandowski. Lewandowski gets it down low here for Lambrecht. Lambrecht finds the runner in the lane. That's Austin Jacobowski. He missed about an 8-foot jumper in the lane that was open, and then a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be on Brady Lewandowski. That's now 7 team fouls whistled on Loup City. And the officials have a discussion about who's heading to the free throw line. I haven't seen who they've indicated is going to go to the line. I think it's going to be Nelson. Yep, Nelson's going to go line for the front end of a 1-1. Seven fouls, whistle against Loup City, two against Burwell. Not really a fair comparison there because Loup City has been playing a lot more tenacious full court defense. Free throw by Nelson is up and good. So Nelson's free throw falls to give Burwell a three-point lead. They've led by as many as five. Free throw here is up and good. And so Loup City inbounds. Jacobowski across the timeline. Gives it for Rasmussen. Rasmussen right side. There's Lambrecht. He lost it. Gets it back. Still has his dribble here. And he'll give it off for Jacobowski. Jacobowski facing a little bit of token pressure by Galvan. And they'll get it right back out here for Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the dribble. Gives it off on the left side here for Lewandowski. On the baseline, Jacobowski now. Jacobowski bounce pass out. Stepping into a three is Lewandowski. It is no good. And rebounded out of there by Jeffries. Jeffries will take it all the way down to the baseline. Kick it back out here to McClintock. He throws in the corner for Galvan. His three is no good. And dribbled out by Nelson. Nelson keeps the possession alive here for Burwell. And on the dribble between the circles here is Klemick. Klemick will give it off right wing here for Jeffries. And McClintock has it. Top of the circle for Nelson. Nelson's going to cut in that zone. Ball fake. And a loose ball is picked up here by Lambrecht. Lambrecht trying to cash in on the turnover. And he'll kick it off on the right side for Rasmussen. And it's tipped off of Rasmussen's arm and out of bounds. It was tipped on the far side. And you might sense a little disagreement from the folks from Loup City. They did not like the call. In any event, that'll be a Loup City turnover. And in the offensive zone comes Burwell. Between the circles, Klemick. From the elbow, here's Nelson. Nelson's going to give it between the circles here for Klemick. Left side, Galvan throws it between the circles here for Klemick. Back to Galvan on the baseline. They give it off for Nelson. Nelson looking. 4:40 to go here, second quarter. 13-9. Burwell with the lead and the basketball. Left side, Galvan gives it on the right wing here for Klemick. Nice little spin. He has held and hangs it up and hung on the rim. Almost went in. And he'll go to the line and have two. That was a great move by Klemick, who was fouled, and now he's going to shoot two free throws. Jacobowski whistled for his second personal foul. And the free throw is good for Klemick. 14-9, and we got a timeout here for Loup City. Red Raiders call timeout. 4:31 to go here. Second quarter. 5-point lead for Burwell. 14-9. We're back after this.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for the year-end specials, like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Well, timeout, Red Raiders, and we take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. 4:31 to go here. Quarter number two, a 5-point lead for Burwell. And at the free throw line for another free throw is Keaton Klemick. And Klemick takes his time at the line. And a free throw, back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound for Loup City is Cole Lambrecht. And Lambrecht will hand it off here for Rasmussen. Red Raiders could use a bucket here. They need a little something positive to happen. They kick it off on the right side for Jacobowski. Austin Jacobowski gets it on the baseline here for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht, 15-foot jumper, no good. And the loose ball is picked up here by Jeffries. Rasmussen flew in there, trying to get it, and quick outlet pass to Galvan, and Galvan lays it up and in. Pass up ahead here. There's Lambrecht. And Riley Lambrecht gets it in the corner. A little ball fake. Jacobowski with the drive. The shot is blocked by Jeffries. And he comes up with a loose ball. Here comes Burwell as Jeffries had it. Had the ball knocked out of his hands by Riley Lambrecht. And wow, that was an athletic play there by Jeffries. 7-point Burwell lead. 16-9. And on the dribble here, Klimek. Klimek, top of the circle. Gives it off left side here for McClintock. Back and in is Nelson. He gets the pass. He'll kick it out to McClintock. McClintock dribbles into the corner. Pass through the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. Longhorns turn it over. You know, there were Loop City hands there. There were Burwell hands there as that pass was deflected on the way through. If they would have called that Burwell basketball, this side on the near side here would have come unglued. Rasmussen will kick it on the left side for Cole Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht looking at this zone will drive, scoop, and score. What a nice drive by Cole Lambrecht as he leaned ahead, kind of a flip of the wrist. His hand was about waist high as he reached up and just kind of flipped it off the glass. And it's Loop City down by five now. On the dribble here is Klimek. 16-11 on the run. Nelson in the lane. Nobody shut him off. Little floater, no good. Red Raiders dribble out with a rebound. On the run here is Cole Lambrecht. Cole still has it. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score. Coast to coast for Cole Lambrecht after snagging the defensive rebound. And the lead is 3, 16-13. 2:40 to go here before halftime. Klimek in the offensive zone. Picking him up defensively here is Lambrecht. They find a cutter. That's Jeffries, and Jeffries will score. Klimek took it down the baseline. Stopped Jeffries, cut in, got a nice pass. Nice secondary break play. And Lambrecht in the offensive zone here. Riley will work it back around. Cole's got it right now. Cole thinking about the three. And he's used up his dribble. He'll give it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives to his right. He's picked up defensively there by Klimek. Shoots it off glass. No good. Rebounded by McClintock. And McClintock's across the timeline already here for Burwell. They try to double team him. And they'll get it back out here for Galvan. And a timeout for Burwell. Garrett Mann calls the timeout. Burwell leads it 18-13, 2:01 to go here before halftime. We're back right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Basketball and an 18-13 lead. They get it on the right side for Klimek. Back out for Jeffries, who's now directing traffic. They clear for him. He steps on the baseline, kicks it out. Gavan will drive the baseline. His shot is off the mark and rebounded by Loop City. Cole Lambrecht snags the rebound, and he'll get it back out here for Rasmussen. Rasmussen gives it to Brady Lewandowski. He's going to play point here. Man-to-man go the Longhorns. Lewandowski, top of the key, still has his dribble. A little spin move, ball fake, and he drug his pivot foot. He lost the ball, and as a result, they end up walking with it. Just didn't have a good handle of it, and that'll be a Loop City turnover. And that's unfortunate because the first half of that move by Lewandowski was going to give himself some space. He just didn't, just couldn't grab the ball well enough. Had it stuck to his knee a little bit when he picked it up. So Burwell forces the turnover. And with a minute 20 to go, they come across the timeline with the rock. Klimek, he's going to drive in the lane. He's going to spin, pass in underneath. Galvan, a little flip, way off the mark, but Klimek pulls down the offensive rebound and the bucket. Galvan was too far underneath the basket when he realized that he barely drew any glass at all, but enough for Klimek to pull down the offensive rebound. Jacobowski has it. He'll kick right side here for Rasmussen for Loop City. He's on the baseline. Double team now, and he'll kick it back out for Jacobowski. Jacobowski Back out here for Lambrecht. Lambrecht, nice pass inside for Cole. And Cole's shot's no good, but he's fouled. Nice pass from Riley to Cole Lambrecht. And that's going to result in Cole Lambrecht getting to the line for a couple of free throws. Lambrecht was in pretty good position to put up the shot, and he was hit by Tyrus Shaffrin. And the free throw on the way, good for Cole Lambrecht. 20-14, 44.5 to go here before halftime. Second free throw, and back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Nelson. So Nelson snags the rebound, and Galvan slowly will work it up ahead. Loop City, because of some foul trouble, forced to kind of pick up their defense at half court instead of going three-quarter court. Jeffries gives it left side for Galvan. Galvan between the circles here for Jeffries. Galvan wants it, but Jeffries, a little ball fake, dribbles through some pressure, and kick it back out, and they're going to milk the clock for the last shot of the first half. It's 20-14. Burwell with the lead. With the bounce here is Klimek. He's well covered there, so he's got to hand it off. Cole Lambrecht, pretty good defense. Now he's putting it on Jeffries. 4 seconds left. Jeffries dribbles. Nice pass on the baseline, and it's a charge. Great defensive play there by Alex Spontanski to collect the charge with 1.8 to go. Nice play there by Spontanski as they drive in the dish, and Jeffries whistle for the player control foul. He'll down it for Rasmussen. He'll shoot from three-quarter court, and it hits the curtain that splits the court in half here that's up high at Ord High School. So it hits that, so the shot obviously off the mark, and we'll head to the locker rooms. At the break, it's Burwell with a 20-14 lead. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Ord High School, the site of the D18 Boys Sump District Finals, Burwell and Loop City. Earlier tonight on the same court, we had a girls district final, Kearney Catholic advancing to the girls state basketball tournament, ending the season for Ainsworth. The final was 67-52. You're currently listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, obviously, a few weeks back, it was a blow for Burwell when Austin Sobota was injured. He hurt his, blew his ACL in his knee. And I think probably the guy that summarized it the best was Loop City head coach Paul Henry. He basically said, that's too bad because Sobota, he was a real horse, and that was meant as a great compliment. That has changed Burwell's fortunes a little bit, but they're still 22-2. They control their own destiny, and they have the opportunity to win today, make it to the next round. They probably, both these two teams, will have to win out and get into the basketball tournament that way. Right now, Burwell is doing the math here. They're fifth in the state in terms of wild card points, that probably isn't going to do it. I mean, more than likely, they may not get one of those two wild cards, being number five. They might be able to slip in there. Loop City, they're out of the money. They're about 10th in the state in terms of wild card points. Not even mathematically possible for them. So they know the future is now, and Burwell still controls their own destiny. Pretty solid team, and they're leading it right now 20-14 over Loop City. But remember, Loop City did defeat the Longhorns earlier this year, as the game was played in Loop City on the 25th of January. So about a month ago, a little bit less than a month ago, they got together in Loop City, and the Red Raiders won that one by a final of 35-29, a low-scoring game. Now, again, Burwell, they've been putting some points on the board. You know, ever since that loss, they scored 68, 53, 50, 80, 85, 63, 89, 88. I mean, they've been in the 80s many times throughout the course of the year. Loop City probably wants to keep this one a slower pace ball game, and it is that. And that's probably the advantage of Loop City. Having a game played in the 30s or maybe the low 40s would favor Loop City. But right now, Burwell, and even though the game is played at that pace, Burwell has a 20-14 lead here at intermission. So real quick, let's go give you our scoring. We'll begin, first of all, for Burwell. Again, very balanced scoring. All their points are coming from their starters. Nathan Nelson leading the way. He's got 6 points. Alec Galvan has 5. 4 points for William McClintock. 3 points for Keaton Klimek. And 2 for Blake Jeffries. For Loop City, leading the way for them is Cole Lambrecht. He's got 6. Riley Lambrecht with 4. 2 points off the bench for Matt Jarzynka and Brady Rasmussen with 2 points as well. Loop City, 7 points in the first quarter, 7 points in the second. Burwell led after one quarter, 9-7, and now Burwell leads at intermission by a score of 20-14, a 6-point lead here for the Longhorns. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meat, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Ord. At halftime, Burwell leading Loop City 20-14. We mentioned earlier that the Kearney Catholic girls did advance to the state basketball tournament. The Kearney High girls came within an eyelash of doing the same thing. They lost in Millard by 1. Millard hit 2 free throws in the final 5 seconds to beat Kearney High by 1. An outstanding effort today by the Bearcats, but they fall just short. The Kearney High boys team wins in Papio. They'll be taking on Papio. They won over Pius by a final of 70-63. So congratulations to the Bearcats, and we'll have that game for you Monday from Papillion on Monday night on our sister station on ESPN 1460. So that'll be our plan on Monday. Tuesday, who knows where we're going to be at. We have to kind of let all the dust settle and see where we're at. Depends to a great extent on how Loop City does here in the second half. because Burwell right now leading by six. If Loup City wins, we certainly will effort trying to follow them as well. We also still need to find a way to cover Gibbon, who had that nice win yesterday against Kearney Catholic to keep their hopes alive. And there could be a real strong presence in the state basketball tournament from the Loup Lac Conference if Loup City can find a way to win. Kearney Catholic's in with that wild card. As well, so there could be a pretty good Loup Lac conference that I can change it. Adam Sickle obviously still alive as access, yes, is the password. I saw that on a sign.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for the year-end specials, like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Burwell getting the basketball first to start the third quarter. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Longhorns have it. They get it to Jeffries. Jeffries, little ball fake, takes it to the baseline. He's double-teamed, puts up an awkward-looking shot. And Cole Lambrecht pulls down the rebound. So here comes Loup City, their first possession. Slowing it down a little bit is Brady Lewandowski. 20-14, Loup City down by six, but they've got the rock. Rasmussen's going to kick it off on the left wing here for Bocard. Bocard. Back out for Rasmussen as they weave through. Rasmussen from the elbow, kicks it out. Thinking about the three is Bocart. Bocart dribbles, passes it out. Nelson is there for the interception. And I don't think Loup City anticipated that Nelson was going to be where he was. In any event, it is a turnover. And now the basketball belongs to the Longhorns. And again, they are being somewhat methodical on the baseline. Klimek has it. He'll kick it back out here from McClintock, who then takes it to the baseline, passing around the perimeter. Loup City right now going with man-to-man. Driving through there is Klimek. Klimek shot, no good. Had a nice look. Rebounded by Bocart. Here comes Loup City on the run. Lewandowski on the right wing, kicks right back out for Lambrecht. Working in is Riley Lambrecht. He's now double-teamed. He'll lob it down low for Cole. Right back out to Riley. Riley for three, and he hits the three. First three-pointer of the ball game here for the Red Raiders, and they're within three. 20-17. So now Klimek across the timeline. Gets it at the elbow for Jeffries. Everybody cycles through, and he'll just give it right back out here to McClintock. Galvan, top of the circle for Nelson. Right wing, McClintock has it. He's just going to hand it off here to Klimek, who's going to set up the half-court offense. In the lane, Jeffries finds a backdoor cutter. Shot's good, and there's a foul. Nathan Nelson cutting through the lane. The pass went from the high post down to the low, and now Nelson will try to finish the and one as he was hit on the arm. And he'll try to finish the three-point play after Lewandowski whistled for his second personal foul. First foul of the second half here on Loup City. And the free throw is up and good. And they're going to wave it off. He came across the line. Lane violation on Burwell. And I think it was on Nelson himself. So there's only 2 points there, and we'll scratch that one off. So they don't get the three-point play. Cole Lambrecht from the elbow is going to give it right back out here for Rasmussen. 22-17. Loop City with the basketball, trailing by five. Turnaround jumper in the lane by Rasmussen. That's tough. Offensive rebound, Lewandowski. Lewandowski ball fake. Bounce pass back out for Bocard. Bocard in the lane. Bocard on the drive. No good. Rebounded by McClintock. And so here comes Burwell. And again, they slowly work it up across the timeline. They get off left side here for Galvan. Jeffries in the lane, steps through, and he'll lay it up and in. Blake Jeffries knifing in there. Again, Burwell doing a great job of attacking the inside of Loop City's defense. In transition, a three by Cole Lambrecht, and it's good. Cole Lambrecht strokes in the three. He's got nine in the game, and we got a four-point ball game. So with it is Burwell. McClintock will cycle through. Jeffries with the dribble. Jeffries, little hesitation, jump stop, kicks into the corner. There's McClintock, three-pointer, no good. Rebound into the hands of Galvan. Galvan misses the bunny, and pulling it down is Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht will drive, dish. Here's a three by Lewandowski. Nope, he's going to drive and bounce it to Lambrecht, who kicks it back out for Rasmussen. He'll shoot a three. It's no good. And it's tipped out of bounds by William McClintock. Lewandowski there, not allowing him to get good rebounding position. So give him some credit for Loop City still having possession of the basketball game. Basketball here. Austin Jakubowski going to check in. So is Matt Jarzynka here for Loop City. So Riley Lambrecht to toss in. And Riley will get it for Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen falling down, keeps his dribble alive. Gets it for Jakubowski. Jakubowski left side, jumper no good. And rebounded out of there by McClintock. McClintock gives it to Klimek. Klimek dribbles through, ball fake, off glass, good. Keaton Klimek all the way to the basket. Nobody really shut him off, and he hit a tough left-handed layup. Not bad for a right-handed player, as that wasn't easy. Spinning in the lane is Rasmussen. His shot's no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Horns. 26-20, Burwell with a six-point lead. They have led throughout. We've been tied a couple of times in the first half. But Loop City has never led in the ballgame. Lambrecht to toss it in, and he'll get it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen at the elbow for Riley Lambrecht. Riley Lambrecht, that's a tough jumper on the right side, no good. Offensive rebound by Cole. Cole, fadeaway jumper on the rim, no good. And rebounded by Nelson. So Cole had a pretty good look at it there. That fadeaway hung on the rim but wouldn't go in. Burwell calls the play here as Klimek crosses his arms, brings it across the timeline. Ball's loose. Nelson has it. He's going to kick it out for McClintock. His three's a line drive and off the mark. Rebounded by Riley Lambrecht. And check that. It was Jarzynka, and Jarzynka brings in the offensive zone. Kick in the corner. Here's Jakubowski for three, and he hits it. Three-pointer for Austin Jakubowski. And it's 23-26. Burwell with a three-point lead and the basketball. They're slowing it down again here. They'll give it up on the right side for McClintock. Nelson gives it off left side here for Klimek. On the baseline, Jeffries double-teamed. Now he'll dribble. Kicking out here for McClintock. McClintock jump stop in the lane. Off glass. Good. That's a nice drive there by William McClintock. He's got six in the game. Lead back out to five here for Burwell. Lambrecht from the elbow. Flips it back out for Austin Jakubowski, who's going to drive, has his shot blocked, but there's a foul. McClintock had the block, but he's going to be whistled for the foul. So Austin Jakubowski, after stroking that three moments ago, will step to the line for two free throws. 2:31 to go here, third quarter, 28-23. Burwell with a five-point lead. Free throw is good by Austin Jakubowski. Checking in is Alex Bontanski here for Loop City. Second free throw for Jakubowski, up and good. He's got five in the quarter, five in the game. And again, Burwell outscores Loop City on average, their points per game, by about 12 points a game. And Burwell seems to be playing the slowdown game. Even though Burwell's been scoring more points out throughout the course of the year, and now Garrett Mann calls a timeout. 2:23 to go here. Third quarter, 28-25. Burwell up by 3. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back here to Ord. Garrett Mann calls the timeout here for the Longhorns of Burwell. Again, Burwell comes in 22-2, Loup City 13-11 on the year, but Burwell's one of their two losses did come about a month ago in Loup City, where the Red Raiders won that game 35-29. Well, this one is going to be played at a higher scoring level than that, but Burwell, I mean, they're walking the ball up court. They're really kind of slowing this game down, which surprises me a little bit because, again, through the course of the year, points per game, they've been averaging a lot more than what Loup City has. They play games in a little bit higher scoring level. Jeffries on the dribble. He'll kick it off here for Klemic. Klemic gave away, gives it back to Jeffries. Jeffries hand in his face there by Jacobowski. So they'll have to kick it in the corner here for Nelson. Nelson's working back around. Galvan gives it to Klemic. He'll drive, kick it out for Nelson. He'll fire a 3. It's no good. Rebound by Burwell tipping around. They couldn't come up with it. It's tipped out by Loup City into the hands of Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes up with it, and Lambrecht just walked with it, I believe. Yeah, they're going to call the walk. Man, I don't think he had his footing just right, as I think he switched pivot feet. They call the travel. Either switched it or drug it. It just didn't look right. Klimek's across the timeline after the Loup City turnover. And he's at the elbow. Flips it back out here for Nelson. Nelson top of the key. And they'll give it left side here for Jeffries. He's going to fire a 3. Back of the iron, and it goes over the rim. Bounced up high and goes over the rim. Cole Lambrecht going to check back in here for Loup City. With a minute 29 to go here, third quarter. This game's still very much in doubt. Burwell's largest lead has been 7. Loup City has never led. They have the opportunity to tie it here. They're down by 3. Rasmussen will give it up on the right side here for Jacobowski. He's going to fire that 3, and we are tied! Austin Jacobowski, 8 points in the quarter, and we are tied at 28. Here come the Longhorns, no longer with a lead to protect. Klimek's picked up defensively by Austin Jacobowski. They'll kick it off on the right side. Left wing now, Klimek's got it. They get it on the baseline for Jeffries. Jeffries in the lane, ball fake, and we got a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be a hold on Brady Rasmussen. And that is just his first. Nathan Nelson to inbound here for the Longhorns of Burwell. Underneath his own baseline. After the second team foul of the second half, with it on the baseline is McClintic. He's going to drive into the lane, and he'll hit the little jumper. He rolls it in there as it spins around, and falls for William McClintic. 30-28, 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side, here's Jacobowski. He thought about the 3, tied it a moment ago from that same spot. He'll kick it out for Lambrecht. Lambrecht's going to fire a 3. That's off the mark, and it's out of bounds. That's an air ball by Cole Lambrecht. He's hit a 3 in this quarter, but that one was off the mark. So now, across the timeline with 22 seconds to go, come the Longhorns, and McClintic and Klimek just playing catch with it. They get it to McClintic. Left side now, they give it for Tyrus Shaffron, who checked in a little bit ago. And with it is Jeffries. Jeffries back out for Klimek. 7 seconds. Driving is Klimek. And he lost the basketball with 3.7 to go, but it was knocked out of his hands by Cole Lambrecht or Austin Jacobowski. Doesn't matter which. It's going to be Burwell basketball. Lewandowski back in. So is Bokart for Loup City. Burwell inbound with 3.7 to go on the baseline. Nelson, they toss it in. They get it in the hands of McClintock. McClintock from 15 feet. His jumper is short. Rebounded by Loop City at the buzzer. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Burwell has the lead once again, but it's only 2:30 to 28. We head to the fourth right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And welcome back here to Ord. We got a good one brewing here in the D1-8 sub-district finals. As Loop City down by two, but they'll have the basketball to start quarter number four. Rasmussen gets the inbounds. And it is going to be Rasmussen, Bokart, Lambrecht, Lambrecht, and Lewandowski start the fourth quarter here for Loop City. Lambrecht on the dribble. Give us off the right side here for Lewandowski. Lewandowski's going to hand it out for Bokart. Bokart thought about the three. And he'll bounce it inside here for Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht outside the lane now, and he'll get it back out for Lewandowski. Lewandowski left side for Bokart. Bokart, top of the key, drives, fallen, still has his dribble going and lost the basketball. Just kind of got his feet tangled up there, kept the dribble alive, but he just lost the basketball and it rolled out of bounds. So Loop City, nothing to show for their first possession of the fourth quarter. And it's 30-28. Longhorns slowly bringing it into the offensive zone. Get the impression the first one of 40 is probably going to win this one. Galvan works it around the perimeter. Left side, Blake Jeffries in the lane. Off glass, no good. Rebounded by Riley Lambrecht. And Lambrecht still has the dribble, still has the drive. Kicks it out for Lewandowski. Lewandowski top of the circle. Back it in. Now he'll face the basket and kick it off left side here for Rasmussen. Rasmussen. He's picked up there defensively by Klimek. Rasmussen in the lane, and he gets the body contact. Galvan and Klimek were both there. I think they're going to get Klimek the foul here. Yes, they are. Well, Klimek with the foul. That is his first, and two free throws coming after for Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen doing a good job just getting himself to the line, but he missed the first free throw. Hit the front of the rim, rolled around, and off the mark. 30-28, inside is 7 minutes to go. Rasmussen, free throw, rolls around, no good. Missed both of them. Jeffries pulls down the rebound here for Burwell. So a missed opportunity again here for Loop City. And again, they have no hope of a wild card. They've got to win. Burwell still has an outside shot. Baseline jumper right side. Three-pointer. Good for Nathan Nelson. They set a little screen over there, and Nelson strokes it in, and we got a timeout for Loop City. Timeout Loop City. 6:33 to go here, fourth quarter. 33-28 Burwell. We're back after this.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Well, timeout Loop City, and they just need to right the ship just a little bit here. They're down by five. This game has been played within 7 points the entire duration. Burwell has led throughout. Loop City has never had a lead. Well, you only need one, but they're 5 points away from gaining that. Well, 6 points away from gaining the lead. 6:33 to go here. 33-28. Loop City down by five. They've got the basketball. See what they got set up here. They give it for Jacobowski. Jacobowski in the lane. Little floater. Good. Hey, Austin, go drive. That was the play. And he hit a little floater in the lane. It's 33-30. That was a nice drive there by Austin Jacobowski. On the left side here is Galvan. He'll get it in the corner there for Nelson. Nelson stroked a three on the other side a moment ago, and he was more open than I thought they'd let him get. Galvan will kick it off right side here for McClintock. He'll get it off there for Nelson. Now Nelson nearly on the sideline as they kick it out for Jeffries. Jeffries on the right side for Galvan. Galvan back it in. And is it a walk? No, it's a hold. Well, they walk with the basketball, but they're going to say that there was kind of a reach in there for the hold, which is why he walked with it. He was beginning to back in, maybe make a little bit of a post move, but that's a foul on Rasmussen. Certainly not a shooting foul. And Nelson's going to inbound it. 5 second count going on. He gets it for Galvan, and Galvan falls. Yep. Good defense there by Brady Rasmussen, and a great job of officiating. Rasmussen was right there. Galvan caught the ball over the top of him, ended up having his feet a little bit too far out, and he slipped and fell. And so many times they'll call the foul on the defensive player in that situation when there's no foul there. There was no foul there. That was just a nice defensive play by Rasmussen, and it's a turnover on Burwell. Good job of officiating. Jacobowski is going to drive the lane. He's going to kick it in the corner. There's Lambrecht. He's firing a long jumper. No good. And over the back on the rebound is Loop City. And that's Lewandowski, and I think maybe getting hit on the head was Nelson. And Nelson right now is getting looked at by the officials. And I think he got hit in the nose. He's going to come out of the game. So they'll make a little substitution here. The foul on Lewandowski, that is his third. Fourth as a team on Loop City with 5:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline, Klimek gives it down side for Galvan. Between the circles now with it is Chaffron, who has it. He'll give it off here for Jeffries. Jeffries going to milk the clock. Loop City going man-to-man. Galvan will kick it into the corner. There's Jeffries. Jeffries dribbles out to the wing. He'll give it back off for McClintock. McClintock hands off here for Jeffries. Jeffries on the baseline, throws it inside. Caught in there by Chaffron, and Chaffron will score. And Chaffron hits the shot, and it's a five-point ball game. Two-possession game here. With it is Lewandowski. Can Loop City answer back with 4:47 to go? Driving Jacobowski. Gets the body contact. And he'll shoot two. Jacobowski saw that contact coming. Put up a shot that, you know, he hopes will go in, but probably doesn't think will. Just to get himself to the line. And for Klimek, that's going to be his second. Third as a team. And they're going to say it was before the shot. They're going to say it was before the shot. So Jarzynka will check in. And Loop City's going to inbound it. Well, I've been happy with that call either way. That one was awfully close to when he was shooting. And now in the inbounds, Jacobowski's going to fire a three. Top of the key, no good. And we got a reach on the rebound. It was rebounded by Jeffries. He snags the rebound, and Rasmussen with a reach. That's a foul on Rasmussen. And that is his third. That one was a bit of a cheapie. They're going to call that 100 times out of 100. Jeffries on the dribble between the circles. And we got a stoppage here as complaining about the wetness on the basketball is Blake Jeffries. So they're going to stop the clock here and wipe down the basketball. So 4:26 to go here, fourth quarter, 35-30. Burwell is up by five, and they're going to towel off the basketball and hand it back to the Longhorns here. So Loop City needs to get a stoppage. You can't really afford to get fall behind by seven or eight, especially with Burwell really slowing down this game as much as they have. They're just not going to be Even though it's 4.5 to go, just not a ton of possessions left in this game at the pace this is being played. McClintic on that right side will give it off for Jeffries. Jeffries dribbling around, trying to make the steal there is Jacobowski. Jump stop here for McClintic. McClintic's going to kick it out. He had a chance for an 8-foot jumper and decides to kick it out. That's an indication of just how much Burwell is trying to slow down the game. McClintic is going to hand the ball off here for Clemick. 35-30. We're now just less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Right side McClintic. They lob it to the elbow for Jeffries. He'll kick it on the baseline for Galvan and then back out here for Clemick. The way Burwell's milking the clock, you'd think they were up 10 or 15. Klimek, pass on the left side, almost stolen away from Nelson. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and now coming out with it is going to be Jeffries. Jeffries finds a backdoor cutter, and Nelson lays it up. Well, they lulled him to sleep is what happened, and Nelson cut in underneath, got that great pass from Jeffries, and the lead is now 7. Loose ball into the hands of Lambrecht. Lambrecht for three in the corner, no good. Rebounded by Galvan. Galvan flipped it out. His teammate didn't handle it. He had to track it down in the corner and saves the possession after getting the rebound. Klimek's got it across the timeline. 7-point lead for Burwell, and the Longhorns had the basketball. 3 minutes to go in the game. Jeffries facing some pressure. Has the dribble. Going to hand it off here for Nelson. That bucket a moment ago by Nelson was huge. Down low, posting up is Nelson. A little bit too strong on the shot. Cole Lambrecht pulls down the rebound. On the run here is Riley. Riley Lambrecht drives off glass. Good. Riley Lambrecht hits the bucket. And a timeout here for Loup City. 37-32. 2:37 to go. Fourth quarter. The Red Raiders cut the lead down to 5. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
.237 to go here, fourth quarter. 5 fouls have been whistled against Loup City, 3 against Burwell. Burwell with that 5-point lead. So, again, right now Loup City can be pretty aggressive defensively. They have a foul to give before they'll be sending Burwell to the free throw line. And Burwell has been milking the clock. I think they've had just like 2 possessions in the last 2 minutes. They've been taking their time with the basketball. Galvan can run the baseline if he wants to. Loup City's going to go full court pressure defense here. And to toss it in is going to be Galvan. Galvan gets it back after he inbounds it. Gets it up ahead here for McClintic. McClintic up for Nelson. And we've got a moving screen called against William McClintic. He kind of got a little push off of that. And that's going to be a turnover here on the Longhorns with 2:29 to go. So Loup City has a chance to make this a one-possession game. But first, Garrett Mann's going to call a timeout here for Burwell. 37-32, 2:29 to go here, fourth quarter. Timeout Longhorns. Loup City down by 5 will inbound the basketball. We come back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, welcome back. Again from our area, the Kearney High girls lose essentially at the buzzer because of a couple of free throws. They lose by 1. 2 made free throws late in their game cost them a district championship. The Kearney Catholic girls win comfortably. They're heading to state with a district title in hand. And the Kearney High boys win. We'll have their game for you against Papillion La Vista on Monday night on ESPN. And right now, Loup City and Burwell, all eyes are upon them as it's a 5-point ball game. Loup City's going to fire a long three. Wow, that was a long ways out there by Brady Rasmussen. And it's missed. Rebounded by Galvan. And then it's off the legs of Galvan and out of bounds. Galvan does not agree with the call. arguing just a little bit, not close to getting a, they're going to talk to him just a little bit. He's okay, you know, not even close to getting a technical here. And Loop City's going to inbound it. So Loop City will inbound, down by five, and they find Lambrecht. Lambrecht, little runner in the lane, shot no good. Jeffries with the rebound. Cole Lambrecht with a little bunny hook, ends up a little short. Galvan has it, and his bounce pass is up ahead here to Nelson. Nelson across the timeline to Jeffries, a two-on-one, and they're going to get it to McClintock, and McClintock is going to slow it down. Near midcourt with the basketball now is Klimek, and Klimek is fouled. And that is going to be 5-6 fouls now against Loop City. That's going to be on Jacobowski. So Austin Jacobowski with his third personal foul. He's got three. Rasmussen has three. Lewandowski also with three. Galvan inbounds for Nelson. Next foul will send the Longhorns to the free throw line for 1-1. Galvan has it. Between the circles, they get it to McClintock. McClintock gets it in the lane here for Jeffries. Jeffries drives, gets the bucket, and a foul. Blake Jeffries driving in hard. Lays it up for Burwell, and he is fouled. The foul on Lambrecht. So Riley Lambrecht picked up his second personal foul. And Jeffries with a chance for a three-point play here. It's already a seven-point game, 39-32, minute 39 to go. Free throw up and good. This is the largest lead of the game for Burwell. They lead it by eight. And across the timeline is Rasmussen. Rasmussen gives it for Jacobowski. Jacobowski, jump stop. Kicks left side here for Riley Lambrecht. His three is up and good. Riley Lambrecht strokes into three, and a timeout, Loop City. 40-35, minute 26 to go. Timeout, Red Raiders. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, one timeout left here for Loop City. Two are left for Burwell. Minute 26 to go in the ball game. Already, Burwell is in the bonus, so if Loop City commits a foul, it'll be a one-on-one. That might be actually part of the strategy here for Loop City. Find the right player with the basketball that you want to send to the free throw line and commit the foul on them. Obviously, you want to go for the steal. Don't have to run the risk of shooting any free throws. You can't get the steal, and you might get the foul. And right now, all by himself in the backcourt, they finally found William McClintock. Is dropping back there to pick him up is going to be Cole Lambrecht. And inbound the basketball here is Galvan. Galvan has the ball, knocked loose. It's stolen away by Lambrecht for three in the corner. No good. Rebound tipped around. Last touch by the Red Raiders. The official standing right there. From my vantage point, it looked like Nathan Nelson touched it from Burwell, but the official is right there making the call. And inbounding the basketball is going to be Galvan. Ball is knocked loose, and we got a foul on the inbounds play. They got it to Blake Jeffries, and it's going to be Jeffries that goes to the line. Now, you have to remember, this is who Burwell tried to inbound the basketball to. Jeffries is 1-for-1 from the free throw line, and he's going to have a 1-and-1 here. The foul on Brady Rasmussen is his fourth. So all eyes looking at Blake Jeffries. His front end of the 1-and-1 is good. 41-35. 6-point lead here for Burwell. And bent in the knees is Jeffries. His second free throw is good. So lead right back out to 7. Minute 18 to go. On the run here is Rasmussen. Rasmussen will dribble all the way down the baseline. He's going to back up. He's going to fire a three, and he's fouled. Shot's no good, but Brady Rasmussen is going to go line and shoot three. Now, he missed two free throws earlier here in the fourth. So that'll shut the clock off. Klimek, by the way, whistled for his third foul. First free throw is good for Rasmussen. 42-36. Minute 11 to go. Second free throw, no good. Bocart checking in. And now Burwell calls the timeout. A full timeout. Minute 11 to go here. Fourth quarter. 42-36. Burwell down by six. Shooting one more free throw. And we come back after this.
Carefree living for you, peace of mind for the whole family. Life at the Regency Retirement Residence provides you a full-size apartment with maintenance-free living. Sit on your own patio while someone else mows the lawn and deals with household maintenance. Attached garages are available for your car or let us transport you. Make friends while you participate in activities in the community room. Now is a great time to consider life at the Regency, the best of independence with a feeling of community. Call 461-4098 for a tour.
Well, welcome back here. Loop City's going to have to make something happen here. Down by six with a minute 11 to go. It can be done. It can be done. They're probably going to have to hit some shots, and hope Burwell does not take good care of the basketball or misses some free throws, or maybe a little bit of both. Burwell has one more foul to give, and if Loop City commits another foul, it will be a 1-1, because it's been eight fouls whistled on Loop City. So Rasmussen, one more free throw here. It's on the way, and it rolls around and is no good. Rebounded by Blake Jeffries. Jeffries snags the bound, and there's going to be a foul up court. Lambrecht trying to knock the ball loose, and Riley Lambrecht is going to be whistled for his third personal foul. So to the free throw line is going to be Klinik. This will be a 1-1. Right now, it's a two-possession game. And the Longhorn student body, not watching the free throw for the most part, have their backs to Klinik. His free throw is good. And now they'll watch the second one. 43-36, minute seven to go. Second free throw, no good. Loop City, the only ones down there to rebound it. Riley Lambrecht comes up with it. He'll bring in the offensive zone, takes it all the way to the baseline. Little ball fake, three-pointer up, good. He hits the three. His third three-pointer of the second half makes it a four-point ball game, less than a minute to go. Nelson has it down that sideline, across the timeline, and we're going to have a little touch foul. And Nathan Nelson will go to the line for a 1-1. Nope, that would be two. This is 10th foul. So Nelson will shoot two here in what is already a two-possession game. It'll still be a two-possession game regardless of what he does at the line here. Free throw is up and good. .44-39, 48.5 to go. Loop City still has another timeout left. Free throw is up and good. 6-point ball game, 48.5 to go. Inbounded here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski off of the screen is going to hand it off here for Rasmussen. His three is an air ball and out of bounds. And Loop City calling a timeout here with 41.4 to go. Their last timeout of the game. A 6-point advantage here for Burwell, and Longhorns will inbound it. We come back right after this.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for the year-end specials, like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
Well, Loop City is out of timeouts. They've committed 10 team fouls, and they trail by six with 41.4 There's not a lot of positive. Galvan is going to inbound it here. Loop City is going to put that full court pressure on. The advantage of calling that timeout is it allows them to get everybody in position where they want them for that full court press. bound. 5 second count's going on. And they don't get it in. Turnover on the Longhorns. Bocart will come out of the ball game. Lewandowski checking in here for Loup City, and he's going to inbound. No time went off the clock because they never inbounded it. And Lewandowski to toss it in. They'll get it in to Jacobowski, who fires a three, and he hits the three. Three-point ball game. 35 seconds to go. They inbound the basketball into the hands of Klimek, and we got a foul. So now we'll see what it's going to be here. I think the foul was on Rasmussen, and they gave it to Jacobowski, and that's going to be his fourth. Rasmussen was there, too. They gave it to Jacobowski, and that means Rasmussen stays in the game. The free throw rolls around, and it is no good. 45-42, 31.7 seconds to go here. Jordan Christian missed the free throw. He's got one more coming up. This one is good. Two-possession game. Ball is inbounded here for Jacobowski. Jacobowski in the offensive zone. Steps up, fires the three, rolls on the rim, no good, and a foul on the rebound as it's rebounded by Blake Jeffries. Jeffries with 7 rebounds in the game and 24.6 to go. And that is going to be the end of the game here for Brady Lewandowski. That is his 5th personal foul. So he fouls out of the game with 24.6 to go. So Lewandowski, a 6-foot-tall senior, hoping to live to fight another day, but it's out of his hands now. And at the free throw line, trying to extend the lead for Burwell, is going to be Blake Jeffries. His free throw is up and good. He is 4-for-4 from the free throw line in the game. All of those coming down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. 48-42, 24.6 to go. Across the timeline with it is Rasmussen. He gives it to Jacobowski. Jacobowski kicks it. Here's a three by Lambrecht. No, he's going to drive. His shot is no good. Rebound by Bocart. Bocart shot no good, but there's a foul. They're going to call goaltending. Yeah, up high, blocking the shot was Jeffries, but they're going to say it was in the cylinder. So it's Bocart who will get credit for the bucket. And it will stop the clock with 12 seconds to go. It's a four-point ball game. And Burwell is going to use their final timeout to figure out how to inbound the basketball. And if they get that done, that might be the ball game for them. 48-44, Burwell up by 4. They'll inbound the basketball with 12 seconds to go when we come back after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Well, Burwell right now 9 of 11 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Loup City 1 of 7. And all you have to do is kind of look at those numbers and you see how it translates on the scoreboard here. Burwell with a 4-point lead by scoring 8 more points from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Loup City's had their chances, just free throw shooting has betrayed them a little bit. Galvan cannot run the baseline, but he is going to inbound on that baseline. And he'll toss it in. Ball is knocked loose momentarily, but Nelson comes up with it, and then Nelson is fouled. Nelson is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. And the foul, I think, was on Rasmussen, and that will be his last one. Oh, check it. It's on Jacobowski. Jacobowski, that's his 5th personal foul. Jacobowski commits the foul, and the 5'10 senior will step off the court. And with 9.7 to go here with no timeouts left, I think the clock is going to run out here on Loup City. Burwell 22-2, and we've mentioned it a couple of times. One of those two losses came in Loup City to the Red Raiders about a month ago, but right now Burwell taking care of business. The free throw is up and good here for Nelson. Nelson makes it a five-point ball game with 9.7. And again, with no timeouts left, the clock can expire after a made bucket. The free throw is up and good. And so they're going to roll it up ahead here to Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht from near midcourt tries a three. It's no good. Rebounded by McClintock. Ball is loose momentarily. They're going to hand it off to Jeffries, and that's your ball game. Burwell picks up a 50-44 win over Loup City in a hard-fought game here in Ord. Burwell advances to the district finals. They win it by six over Loup City. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. Congratulations, Burwell, with a 50-44 win over Loup City. Red Raiders will end their season at 13-12. We'll continue with our postgame right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Ord High School. Our final score in this one, 50-44. Burwell picks up the win over Loup City. The Longhorns are now 23-2 on the season. Campaign at 13-12. A gallant effort here today. 50-40 for Blake Jeffries. 8 points for William McClintock. 7 for Keaton Klimek. 5 points for Alec Galvan. 1 point for Jordan Christensen. 2 for Tyrus Schaffran. And for Loup City, 14 points off the bench for Austin Jacobowski. Pretty solid effort there. 15 points from the starter, Riley Lambrecht. And Riley, leading scorer here for the Red Raiders. 3 points for Brady Rasmussen, 2 for Austin Bokart, 9 points for Cole Lambrecht, and 2 for Matt Jarzynka. As again, Loup City falls here to the Longhorns of Burwell, a final in this one of 44-15. Kind enough to talk to us about it is Loup City head coach Paul Henry. And coach, you certainly can't fault the effort. You guys left it all out there. You guys were flying all over the place. Great effort tonight, just coming up a little short.
I tell you what, win, lose, draw, these guys always put it on the line for us and for Loup City. We knew every time we took the floor right now that this could be the last time Loup City jerseys are on the floor. We're co-oping with Arcadia next year, which is a fantastic move. But these guys were awfully proud to wear that Loup City jersey, and they represented it very, very well.
Down the stretch, though, to me, one of the things that kind of hurt you a little bit was free throw shooting. Burwell hit theirs. You guys, I think, were one of, I think I had it for 9 in that fourth quarter from the free throw line.
Oh, that's not very good. But, no, I tell you what, part of the free throw shooting, they were making all our shots real tough. And when we get some of those shots down, been our free throw shooting's good, and we were struggling from the field, some of those jump shots, and therefore the first time we were getting actually a clean look was from the line, and yeah, it just didn't go for us right there.
And you're just not in rhythm. But by the way, it was 1 out of 7, not 1 out of 9 in the fourth quarter. It's a little bit better than what we thought. But again, that Burwell defense, and it seemed a little strange. They kept trying to slow it down. You know, it was only a 5-point game, and they were really trying to slow it down to make sure you guys didn't get in an offensive rhythm.
Well, what they were trying to do, get the ball to their big guy or get us where we were not dotted line on defense, and they'd get some penetration. We'd come to help, and they'd get somebody else cutting to the basket. Jeffrey's kid passes the ball very, very well. We held him to 11 points, but that's deceiving with the way he passes the ball. And, you know, he just makes it really, really tough. You could have told me before the game, we hold him to 11, I say we win. We just didn't get some shots down.
And again, 7 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Finally, that second half really kind of got some offense going for you a little bit.
Austin Jacobuski really stepped up for us. That second half he had, what a game for a senior coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He'll remember that for a long time. And that's what we asked some guys to do. They were denying our two scorers in Rasmussen and Lambrick. And Jacobuski stepped up, and he kept us in the ball game with some big shots. And then late, Riley Lambrick starts to knock some right there. And, you know, these seniors sold out, and they gave us a chance to win. And, you know, we just missed a couple.
And you guys played certainly hard enough to make this a tough out for Burwell. I mean, Burwell's 22-2, hanging with them right down the stretch. I mean, you don't want a moral victory this time of year, but, boy, that's a pretty good effort.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to go to state. I believe win or lose in their district final, I think they should probably – well, you never know what kind of upsets go on right now. But they have a chance to get there. I think both teams in the district final will. St. Mary's is the other one.
Yep.
But they are a very, very good team. Coach Mann does a great job with them, and I do wish them the best as they keep moving on.
And, Paul, you had a nice year this year. Good luck to you.
Guys, thank you very, very much. Appreciate everything you guys do.
All right, appreciate it, Paul. Nice game tonight. Loop City Falls here in Burwell, in Ord against Burwell, a final of 50-44. And we're going to take one last break. We'll take a look at some more numbers, total up some free throw shooting and stuff like that. Appreciate the coach joining us, and we'll continue with more of the Misco Sports postgame report. Misco Sports, we'll keep you in the game. We'll take a look at some more numbers for you as we continue with the Misco Sports postgame report. Get your game on now at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. One last break. We'll finalize our numbers. We'll be back right after this.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
You heard from Coach Paul Henry. Loop City going to be cooperating with Arcadia next year. Don't know if they'll probably won't have the Loop City moniker on their team next year. And as a result, this may very well be the last basketball game for Loop City. And they fall here in Ord against Burwell, a final of 50-44. And the seniors having their picture taken by the family out there at midcourt. And, you know, not a lot of tears for them because they left it out there. I mean, they don't have any regrets in how they play today, as Loup City and Burwell both playing very, very hard in this one. But Burwell picks up a 50-44 win. And again, leading the way for Burwell, 17 points from Nelson, 11 points from Blake Jeffries. For Loup City, they were led today in scoring by Riley Lambrecht off the bench. The senior, Austin Jacobowski, he finished with 14. But again, free throw shooting was a bit of a problem for Loup City. They were 1 of 7 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Burwell as a team was 19 of 24 from the free throw line. They shot 80%, and they hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of 13 free throws in that fourth quarter. That's getting it done down the stretch when you go 11 of 13 from the line in that fourth quarter, and they shot right at 80% in the ball game from the free throw line. So 19 points from the line here for Burwell compared to 7 for Loup City. Part of that was Burwell was attacking the basket, getting to the line a little bit more often, but they also shot 80% from the line, and Loup City was 7 of 15 from the free throw line, so they shot less than 50%. And joining us to talk to us about it a little bit more is a very happy and content coach of the Burwell Longhorns, Garrett Mann, who let him get all mic'd up here a little bit. I'll scoot over so we can have a little bit more rope there. Congratulations. Nice effort today.
Yeah, that was a hard-fought game. I give Loup City a lot of credit. You know, they play in the Loup Platte Conference with Kearney Catholic and all those hard teams, and they're the record, you know, a little over 500, but they're really a quality ball team with some quality athletes. And, I mean, that game could have went either way.
Yeah.
I mean, they, in a D1, they could definitely have been deserving to state tournament team, that's for sure.
What sort of lessons did you learn when you played them a month ago? You guys end up, falling there. How did you do this game a little bit differently? Obviously, you're a little more short-staffed with the injury to Austin and everything, but how do you approach the game a little bit differently?
They did a pretty good job of shutting down our inside, so we tried to kind of go more five out on offense and get some cutting and trying to get some stuff going. They kind of really collapsed on Jeffries and stuff last time. So, and our sophomore point guard there, Keaton Kleeman, he did a good job of handling. He's came in as a starter since Austin's photo went out. And I don't know, we just tried to diversify a little bit more on offense, I guess.
You guys did a nice job, really, of attacking. I mean, you guys really offensively were in attack mode. Like you said, you spread it out a little bit, but really went right at the teeth of their defense, especially in that first half, and got yourself to the line quite a bit.
Yeah, and we tried to get some high-low. Jeffries had some good passes from the high post to the low post down into Nelson. We just made some good free throws in the fourth quarter, too. We made enough to win there for sure. Jeffries and Nelson shot them good there.
Yeah, 13 of 11 in the fourth quarter, from the free throw line. And that's really getting it done. Now, you knew probably a fair number of those times that you were going to get to the free throw line. Did you get the ball to the guys that you wanted to get to the free throw line, or was
pretty
it just...
much, Nelson's our best free throw shooter. Jeffries, he's 70%. He's a big game type player. So we were trying to get those two mainly if we could, but we felt confident that anybody else could probably knock them down. So
talking with Garrett Mann, the head boys basketball coach at Burwell. They're now 23-2 after their 50-44 win over Loup City. Obviously you'd love to have Austin out there, just that strong presence on the inside. Unfortunately, you don't. Where is your basketball team right now besides contending for a spot in the state basketball tournament and in pretty good shape to get a wild card, really?
Yeah, I think we're set in fifth. All the teams that are in are opposite each other. Besides us in St. Mary's, they're at second. I think we're going against them. So, yeah, after he got hurt, we really kind of rededicated ourselves. We came in and did some morning shooting. We come in at 7 and shoot every morning, then practicing after school. So we knew it was going to be harder, so the guys kind of rose up the challenge doing some morning shooting, then practicing again after school and trying to change a few things up on offense. So they responded well, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I'd say they play a pretty heady ball game, too. I mean, it seems to me that they really kind of understand the situations out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we knew we couldn't turn it over much, because if you turn it over, Rasmus, and he's good in transition, Riley Lambert's good in transition, so we knew we couldn't turn it over much. We had to rebound the basketball. If we did that kind of stuff, we thought we had a pretty good shot.
Yeah, you faced full court or three-quarter court pressure quite a bit, and I only had you for 5 turnovers the entire game.
Yeah.
That's taking care of the rock.
Yeah, and even in the half court, last time they were kind of setting on some passes, and they jumped them, and they'd be able to take it the other way for some. That didn't happen, so that was good.
What do you know about St. Mary's?
Uh, t- tell you the truth, I've been really worried about Loop City. I know that they have Adam Mooney, 6'7", 6'8", plays inside, outside, averages maybe 25 points a game, and then they have a lot of other good athletes. They'll play full court man. They've only lost one game, I think, so they're a quality team.
Strategy, keep the ball away from Mooney, but that's not hard. That's not easy to keep the ball away from a 6'7 kid.
But we knew Loop City was a quality team, quality athletes. I mean, they played such a tough schedule, and, you know, sad to say, we're glad to have them out of the equation anyway. We didn't want them to go play St. Mary's because we thought they'd probably beat St. Mary's maybe still. But hats off to them. They're a good club. Had a good year.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Garrett. Nice win.
Thank you.
Garrett Mann, head boys basketball coach at Burwell, as Burwell advances to the district final where they'll take on O'Neill St. Mary's, a final in this one, 50-44. So congratulations to Burwell. As you mentioned, they'll be taking on O'Neill St. Mary's, and I don't know, Wayne might be a probably good place to play that game. I don't know, just speculating. I don't know exactly where they'll have that, but obviously they'll get that figured out between now and Tuesday when they get together for a district final. Once again, your final on this one, 50-44. Burwell with the win here in Ord against Loop City. Don't forget, on Monday night, the one game that we're sure of is on our sister station on ESPN 1460. We'll have coverage of the Kearney High boys as the boys end the season for Lincoln Pius X in Class A, and they advance to the district final by a final of 70-63. And the Kearney High girls come within an eyelash of making it to the state basketball tournament. They lost in the district finals today in Millard. They lost by one. Two free throws with 5 seconds left in the season for the Bearcats, as they had the lead with 5 seconds left. A couple of free throws, lead taken away from them, and they couldn't get it back at the buzzer. So congratulations to the Lady Bearcats for an outstanding season that comes to an end today. We'll have coverage of the Bearcat boys on Monday night for sure. And, of course, we'll be following Gibbon throughout the course of their run towards state, as they'll be in the district finals next weekend as well. And on our network of stations, we'll also be following Adams Central for you as well. But once again, and the Kearney Catholic girls earlier today on the same floor here in Ord, they won a spot in the girls' state basketball tournament by winning their district with an impressive win over Ainsworth, 67-52. Once again, our final in this one, it's Burwell 50 and Loop City 44. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Randy Bushka, for engineer back in the studio. Stacy Johns, want to thank you for joining us and all of our sponsors for bringing us coverage of high school basketball. And don't forget that Gibbon and O'Neill will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Our final in this one, 50-44. Burwell with the win over Loop City. We'll be back with more district finals basketball for you coming up first part of next week, and then the girls state basketball tournament at the second half of next week as well on our network of stations here on Platte River Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.